Our sister Charlotte's disappearance is one of the most horrific experiences we have ever faced in our lives. It's heartbreaking to know that Charlotte's out there somewhere and we can't do anything to help her. Since our sister went missing in late 2012, our emotions have been all over the place. Hope has been our friend in this nightmare so far, and we cling on to it. Guilt is one emotion we all feel. We feel guilty about going on with our everyday lives, as Charlotte will never get the opportunity to continue on with hers. Charlotte has missed so many family events and celebrations. That constantly reminds us that Charlotte is not here with us. Christmas is a really sad time for our family also. We'll be spending our sixth Christmas without her this year. Loss is the emotion we suffer as we wake up each day and go to sleep each night. We are in mourning, but we have no special place to go to remember Charlotte. We also feel each other's pain. Our poor mum is inconsolable, and there's nothing we can say or do to help ease her pain. She gave Charlotte life, and not knowing what has happened to her is heartbreaking for our mum. We suffer every day as we try to come to terms with the thought that we might never get to see Charlotte again. She was such a positive and outgoing person, the life and soul of a party, and such great fun to be around. We still live in hope and wait for her return. Someone has taken her life, and they know what they have done. We are appealing to that person to come forward. Please find the decency to tell us where she is. We just want to say goodbye and lay her to rest.
Charlotte was reported missing in May 2013, but had not been in contact with family or friends since October or November 2012. She was originally from Oma, but had been living in Moy. Police are working on the belief that Charlotte has been murdered, and I'm appealing to anyone who may have any information that will help me with my investigation to please come forward and speak to my team of detectives. We have made significant progress over the past 12 months, and I would like to make a specific appeal today for information about Charlotte's engagement ring and her mobile phone. Both these items are of great importance to my investigation. The ring has a gold band with diamonds and also has a hexagon shape in the centre containing multiple diamond stones. Charlotte's mobile phone was a Samsung Galaxy YS5360. If you came into possession of either of these items since Charlotte went missing, please contact us. Charlotte's family miss her, and they deserve and need to know what happened to her. If you have any information, no matter how small, please contact detectives in Gough on 101 extension 34. 233.